I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wild water swimming is becoming ever more popular, and according to a new study published recently in Cell Reports Medicine, combining dips in cold water with time in the hot sauna could have potential health benefits. I am Werner Visainen, and I spoke with Camilla Kuehle, the lead author on the study, for which the experimental work was done by PhD student Susanna Söber. Being from Finland, going in the sauna has always been close to my heart. And particularly during the cold winters, we crazy Finns and others in the Nordic countries like to pair this activity with dips into freezing cold water. For us, this is just an essential part of our culture and the potential health benefits are of less interest. But as it turns out, according to the latest research from the University of Copenhagen, it might even help you lose weight and make you a better sleeper. Here is Camilla to explain more about what they found.
We published this study where we recruited winter swimmers and control subjects, all healthy young men. And we found that the winter swimmers had a higher cold-induced thermogenesis, meaning that they burn more calories when they are cooled down than the control subjects. And we also found that the winter swimmers had a lower core temperature when they were at a more comfortable room temperature. And we measured the brown fat activation in response to cold.
That sounds very exciting, but I think we need some definitions here. You might be wondering, what is thermogenesis and what is this brown fat and how do these relate to weight loss?
Thermogenesis is the body's response to cold in order to defend the body temperature. So brown fat is a special type of fat that we have that can switch between this storing function that normal fat also have. When we feel cold, there is an activation of the brown fat and it can produce heat. And this heat production is an energy-consuming process. So because brown fat is a fat-burning kind of tissue, it doesn't store fat as much as our other fat does. It would be really good to have more brown fat if you're trying to lose weight.
So what did they actually do to investigate the effect of winter swimming and sauna?
We then subjected them to cold in the lab. So they had cooling blankets. And then we recorded their activation of brown fat by using a method called PET CT scanning. We also used a method called infrared thermography. So you can take a photo of the area where we know that there is brown fat. And here we could see that in response to cold, the winter swimmers really quickly activate. They got warmer in this area of brown fat than compared to the control subjects.
These swimmers are not necessarily doing any exercise or swimming in the cold water. They're largely just dipping in and out, and the observed benefits result from the effect of temperature shock on the body, which is accentuated by the effect of being in a hot sauna beforehand. And for context, the temperature of the cold water they were swimming in is between 1 and 9 degrees Celsius, while the sauna is an average of 80 degrees Celsius. This might sound like a rather deadly combination, but your body does not actually reach such high degrees as it tries its hardest to maintain a constant internal temperature through this process of thermogenesis. So the mechanism that's going on here is twofold. Firstly, there is the effect of the cold water, and secondly, there's an additional effect of the hot sauna. Previous studies have shown that if you do repeated cooling of the body over many months, the amount of brown fat in your body increases. However, due to the additional effect of the sauna, this is not what Camilla and her group found in their results. To their surprise, they found that the winter swimmers did not have more brown fat, but instead were better able to regulate its use, not using it unnecessarily at comfortable temperatures and activating it to a greater extent when exposed to the extreme cold. This is because exposure to heat in the sauna has a particular known effect.
If you go into sauna a lot, you lower your core temperature. What we saw with the PET CT scanning when the subjects were warm, because there we saw that the winter swimmers had no activity at all in their brown fat, while the control subjects actually had some activity. We think that it means that the winter swimmers have low lower their thermal set point.
So frequent sauna use lowers the body's core temperature. And so when the body is now exposed to the extreme cold, the body is able to make the brown fat work harder in order to warm the body back up to a comfortable temperature. Thus, the body burns more calories. As a result, the combination of the sauna followed by the cold water could help you lose weight. And these benefits could be even greater for older people.
We only had these young subjects. And since the brown fat activity goes down so much with aging, it could have been very interesting to also look at an older subject group. Can imagine that we would see an even bigger effect. So it would be interesting to see if you could maintain it by being a winter swimmer.
More surprisingly, the study also showed that winter swimming could also have a beneficial effect on your sleep.
We also looked into temperature during a 24-hour time span, and there we could see that the winter swimmers had a lower core temperature, and that might be beneficial for your sleeping quality.
So not only will sauna and winter swimming get you fitter, but it also likely make you sleep better. However, these findings need to be confirmed through further study, and Camilla and her team are actively working on this, including an intervention study on overweight subjects. However, I at least do not need much convincing about the benefits of winter swimming and sauna. My grandfather has been doing this for his whole life, and believe me when I say, you have not seen a healthier 90-year-old than him. They should really test his brown fat activity levels too. So based on what I've learned, I certainly will not be letting go of this cherished tradition anytime soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.